This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There is no justification for taking away individuals' freedom in the guise of public safety. Thomas Jefferson, one of our founding fathers, and it's still true today. Anyone still requiring this scientifically expired shot has succumbed to insanity through either willful ignorance, paid off corruption, hunger for power, or just plain old malevolence. Protect the children. Keep your children away from this. The shot doesn't cover Omicron. It is all risk, no benefit for the children. If anybody puts this shot in the arm of a child, it is plain and simple child abuse.
And with that, you'll understand why we love Dr. Ryan Cole. And I'm so excited that we're going to be sharing the stage down there at Advanced Medicine Conference in San Antonio, Texas. Remember, you can also stream that online. I'm going to talk CBD a little later in the hour. I just want to bring him right into the mix. It's been too long. We've been trying to get him on and rescheduled, and here he is, Dr. Ryan Cole, joining us now live on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, my friend. Glad to see you finally on the show.
Hey, Robert. Great to be here with you. Appreciate the opportunity.
If I'd known, I'd have called you and said, you don't need to wear a tie to be on this show, but you look great. Thanks for being
appreciate
here.
It. Yeah, I just got off another call with an international group out of Canada, helping their freedom fighters up there. So, you know, the battle never ends. And here we are just trying to share truth and science and keep people safe and free.
So going back well before you knew there was a battle, becoming a physician all those years ago, did you ever think that you would be speaking out and being attacked by your own community in many ways? Not all, but certainly significantly, derided by government propagandists and the mainstream media simply for speaking out about what you know to be correct, true, factual, scientific within your own practice?
Never in a million years. Never in a million years. You know, went into medicine in an era where that sacred Hippocratic oath meant something, the doctor-patient relationship. And we've seen that slow creep of government agencies, pharmaceutical agencies creep into medicine, consolidate medicine, and now it's algorithmic medicine, and it's lost that one-on-one feeling. I never thought I'd be attacked by colleagues, by boards, by insurance companies, people that are sadly willfully blind. I like to joke, Mark Twain once said, the man who cannot read has, or the man who does not read has no advantage over the man who cannot read. Hmm. And we're seeing that. People just won't dive into the data. It's just bizarre, this era we're finding ourselves in.
You know, I used to, when I first opened up the microphone in 1999 to do this show, I would, you know, take call-ins when we were syndicated, and I'd get doctors calling and mad at me because I pointed out that there were restrictions on freedom for doctors and freedom of speech, in fact, and that they would be attacked if they, for instance, you know, change their prescription habit significantly. They would get a visit. They would get a call, and some would get in trouble and threats of loss of licensure. And I would hear from someone and say, oh, that's, you're just making that up. I'm like, I happen to talk to these doctors. I know them personally and know it's real. And yet there was kind of, I guess, a level of cognitive dissonance within the field, you know, where you thought if you had achieved that medical doctorate level and then you got your license, that now suddenly you were free to be a doctor. when my uncle, the medical doctor, told me when I was little Scotty Bell wanting to be a doctor when I grew up, said, you don't want to do what you think you want to do. I'm like, what, Uncle Bob? I want to be a doctor. You know I do. What do you mean don't be a doctor, right? And he said, look, there's so much intervention and intrusion. This is back in the 70s and 80s. This is where it's going. Government's going to destroy the practice if it isn't already going down fast way back decades ago. And some years later, I figured out what he was saying, and I realized it. And, you know, I turned to who knows what, and then eventually found homeopathic medicine. So it was a different kind of medicine that I didn't know about. But my goodness, now we're seeing the attacks not just on the natural doctors, natural practitioners, but the guns drawn and turned on the MDs that have integrity like yourself, like Peter McCullough and others I've been interacting with, who are simply becoming criminals for observing and reporting on their observations and successes.
Right. And the crime that we've committed really is we were prescient. We saw what was coming. We knew beforehand about the virus, the failed gene injection shots. We were prescient about which medications would work. We were prescient. So we've committed the crime of prescience. We saw, and now the data has proven us right. Mm-hmm. And we're being attacked for it. You're correct.
Yeah, and so utilizing drugs off-label has been a kind of a how would we say, my producer, Super Don, he's like, he gets annoyed with that over time. He's like, these doctors can do whatever they want with these drugs. It's like, but usually, and not always, but usually it was like through clinical observation, they would find it could be used in a different way. Now you go back in the era of the last COVID crazy years we've been through, utilizing basically generic decades-old drugs with very limited toxicological negative impact. In other words, that's not happening with most drugs. Drugs are toxic by definition. These have almost no negative impact in terms of toxicology, and you have expertise in toxicology and pathology. And we were reporting on doctors saying we're having 100% success in treatment. And that should have immediately halted any push for an emergency use authorization for an experimental gene-altering injection, for instance. But those doctors, rather than being praised and spotlighted and go, what are you doing? We should all do it. They attacked them as if they became criminals, international terrorists. What did that tell you about the agenda that was far removed from any concern with actual care and health?
And you're right. And that painted the picture right away that plain and simple, there was an agenda beforehand. NIH knew back in 2004, 2005 that chloroquines worked against SARS-CoV-1. So going forward, they knew there was something in the wheelhouse of treatments, mm-hmm. and they suppressed that. And that was Fauci's own NIH that published that data. And even in his leaked emails, a friend was going to South Korea during the pandemic, and he said, hey, take some chloroquine with you. So he knew. This is all a big cover-up of things. To your point, these are the two main medicines, or two of the safest drugs on the planet Earth. And to your point, most of us have seen about 100% success rate with these medications. So there's a bigger play behind the scenes, governmentally, power-wise, mm-hmm. experimenting on humanity with a shot and a technology that should be halted, not just for SARS-CoV-2, but this lipid nanoparticle and an mRNA sequence that they think they now have carte blanche to do flu shots, RSV shots, et cetera. And sadly, the FDA authorized a third shot for kiddos 5 to 11 today. Now the CDC, everybody by May 19th needs to go comment because they're experimenting on humanity. These shots have been a disaster. I mean, God bless all those who've been harmed. And yeah, I mean, we're in an era of medicine where there's corruption. It's all anti-science. There are big powers and big agendas. It's not about health and wellness anymore. It's getting people addicted to a pharmaceutical pattern that isn't where health and wellness come from. You know, right. Health and wellness don't come from a pill. They don't come from a needle. They come from what you do and don't put into your body, how you live, what mm-hmm. you do and don't eat. And I like the ad in between before I came on. One of my hobbies, I kind of homestead. I have a 21-acre organic farm. And,
awesome.
You know, the closer to Earth I can live, the better. I love my honeybees. I love my gardens, my fruit trees, my animals, et cetera. Right. You know, it's just a part of let thy food be thy medicine, let thy medicine mm-hmm. be thy food. And I didn't take an oath to Fauci. I didn't take an oath to any government agency. I took an oath to a patient.
Yeah. Well, that concept of first do no harm, of course, as a homeopath, I take that very seriously. Nothing I do can harm a patient. The only argument is like, well, if you didn't get the drug you really needed. And I'm like, okay, how often has that happened in the history of homeopathy? I'm sure, I mean, anything's possible, but I'm thinking there may need to be an organized rebellion among doctors and nurses against the control of their profession by those that have funded it and written the textbooks, right? We go back to 1910 and the Flexner Report that corrupted medical education. So no longer were you allowed to know anything or little about nutrition and herbs and eclectic medicine, much less homeopathy. And I found Dr. Ryan Cole in the last 2 years more cooperation, collegiality between the various forms of doctoring, from naturopaths, homeopaths, herbalists, nurses, medical osteopaths. And we've been meeting together pretty much on a weekly basis, sharing notes, learning from one another, not coming in with, I'm better than you, because it's all about, man, we need to work together because we've got a big enemy. And it isn't doctor against doctor. It's who's ever controlling all of that. And all of us who are genuinely concerned and want to work together with each other, much less to help people that are desperately in need.
Absolutely correct. And that's been a beautiful thing. Amongst all the chaos we've experienced for 2 years, the silver lining is who it has brought together. Mm-hmm. And individuals like you, moral and ethical people that look at health and wellness from a broader point of view from across professions, and ironically, even freedom-fighting attorneys. You know, doctors and attorneys don't generally like to hang out. So, I mean, even bringing those individuals together, because they've focused on health and wellness, and it's amazing how many just podcasters and personalities who have big shows all of a sudden are super interested in wellness. And it's been a silver lining and a blessing to see all of us come together for humanity, because we've seen the corruption in the system, and we really want people to be well and not dependent upon these systems. Do people get sick? Do we need a medical system? Sure. You know, but hopefully, I always joke that a doctor's job is to put him or herself out of business by making the patient so well that they don't need you. Now, there will always be illness. There will always be infections and sickness. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not man-made like in this scenario. But, you know, I love that we've come together in unity to really focus on the bigger picture of health and wellness. And I do look forward to seeing you down there in San Antonio. That's going to be a great weekend.
No, it's going to be amazing. Great, great folks coming in. And the thing is, not everybody's going to agree on everything. And it's okay. You know, it's
wonderful,
not,
right?
It's really cool. Actually, I love the fact that people have different viewpoints on things, and we can hang out and enjoy each other's company and engage in dialogue, debate, and even spirited discussions on things, and come away and we're like, we're still fine. We can hang out and be friends, right? That used to be a normal part of humanity. And then they've said somewhere along the last 2 years, it's like, if somebody disagrees with you, you must cancel them. You must censor them. You must deplatform them. They must be, you know, thrown off the planet practically. It's just like an insane level of non-communication that would only result in more illness.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, and to that point, I mean, we are in this Orwellian era and this ministry of truth concept where you can only say what we tell you to say, and if you say anything else, yes, you're canceled. Mm-hmm. And I like to joke now, the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Oh, that's one of my great favorite quotes, too. I love that. You know, it tells you a lot about where we have, let's say, degraded in our love of liberty, much less the source of how it was initiated in a limited government form, right? Never before in recorded history had there been men that, at that time, come together and said, you know what, let's establish a government that is not like a king, queen, monarchy, that kind of thing, that would not run roughshod over the rights, but that would be there merely to defend the rights that people have by virtue of their very creation. In other words, from God, a creator, nature, or nature's God, as they termed it, not government. And I think a lot of these thematic elements that I've been engaged in, you know, since the Ron Paul Revolution or before, talking about these principles, there was a blind spot among those even who were politically astute about freedom, that they kind of went, well, when it comes to bodily issues and germs and viruses, we've got to turn our bodies over to an elite ruling class called doctors that may or may not know more than you or me, depending on their training and what they've gone outside of their education, much less the dominant role as a monopoly, the corruption by the pharmaceutical interest in taking control of government agencies, media as well, to where those that innovate within medicine are often derided or run out on a rail because they threaten not what you said as far as wanting to work yourself out of a job, but the profitability of medicine is creating diseases and then managing them permanently while creating even more to profit on them as well.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I don't think I could have said that any better. And that is the problem, is we've gotten away from that individual patient, individual needs, individual sacred relationship with that individual. We've gotten away from looking at the patient as a whole, body, mind, spirit. And because of that, we've acquiesced our intelligence, acquiesced our thinking, acquiesced our critical thinking skills to individuals and large corporations that they're chasing the dollar. For me, I just say, look, do the right thing the right way for the right reason, and don't worry about money. Because if you're doing those three things, then you're taking an ethical approach. And for anybody to just third-party person themselves step back and look at this, you can see the financial incentives mm-hmm. for these large agencies and these large companies. And the financial incentive has really taken away the moral and ethic of so many of our colleagues. And it's really tragic because the patient suffers because of it. We need to get back to that, mm-hmm. that natural approach, that whole approach to the patient. And this is really a wake-up call to the world. And thankfully, I think, and you may agree with this, there are more that are with us than those that are against us. I think mm-hmm. finding the way to overcome their fear and find their voice is what you and I are trying to do.
Yeah.
Courage begets courage. We're trying to wake them up and say, look, we know you mostly agree with us. And you don't have to agree 100%, like you said. But to get them to wake up and say, oh, it's mm-hmm. okay to have my own mind, to have my own thought, and that we can debate and still be friends. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we need to get back to that.
Well, and Dr. Cole, sometimes, I mean, I'm human, and I get angry from time to time at the doctors that do know better and are not speaking out. You know, you're out there speaking. A number of docs we've featured on this show are risking everything and are the ones that are being attacked because there are so few that are speaking out relative to what I agree with you, that I think a whole lot more docs and nurses that are not speaking out for fear of any number of things, you know, they leave you hanging in the wind a little bit. And so I get, time to time emotional about it. It's like, I want to be nice and gentle and loving and say, come on over, the water's warm. At a certain time, you want to slap them upside the head and say, what are you doing participating in the system? Silence is consent. And that there are people dying needlessly because you're not willing to step up because you're afraid of fill in the blanks. And at a certain point, when you meet your maker after this life, or hopefully while you're still alive and recognize the relationship, you go, no, I can't for convenience sake be quiet because, oh, I might lose this position at this. You know, so I'm torn because I know people have their things, and I'm not trying to judge everybody, but I'm just saying I feel it. Like if you can speak out, and you're not the only one, but that you're the example for other docs to say it's time to no longer remain silent, no longer to be the good German, right? We've heard that a number of times over the past couple of years.
Absolutely. And to your point, you know, what would you have been doing in Germany back at that point in history? It's exactly mm-hmm. whatever you're doing right now. And to your point, it is far enough into this that those people should no longer be silent. It is time to be vocal and verbal. I know nurses are seeing the injury in the hospitals now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting.
A federal judge sided with the state of Georgia in a lawsuit filed by a group associated with Democrat Stacey Abrams, challenging the constitutionality of its election practices. Although Georgia's election system is not perfect, the challenged practices violate neither the Constitution nor the VRA, U.S. District Judge Steve Jones, an Obama appointee, wrote, referring to the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Camp, who was Georgia's Secretary of State when the lawsuit was filed, applauded the ruling as a victory against an attempt by Abrams to weaponize the legal system for political gain. Three people in their early 30s aboard a small airplane died when the Cessna crashed into a home in Minnesota late Saturday. Federal and local authorities in Minnesota are investigating the scene in Hermantown, which is located just west of Duluth. Officials described the victims as two males from Burnsville and a female from St. Paul. Their names had not been released. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know they're seeing countless cases of kids being harmed, adults being harmed, those who've gotten 2, 3, 4 shots. We need them to just start speaking up, because if enough people spoke up, the game would be over. There's no national medical emergency anymore. There's zero need for a national emergency to be kept in place. Mm-hmm. And once the government takes power, how easy is it for them to ever cede it or give it back to the people? They don't. And so we need that kind, loving, but forceful voice of everybody to join together. It's no longer, to your point, acceptable mm-hmm. to be silent with everything that's going on. And yeah. The data is clear. anybody that has half an eyeball open can see the harms that are being done societally, physically, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it is time for those individuals to say, okay, I'm going to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Yeah, I had a moment on Friday. I was on stage with Peter McCullough, who's just such a kind-hearted man. He just really is. He's just a sweet man. And yet, he's spoken out, obviously. But at the same time, we were talking about some things, and I turned to him, I said, Peter, you're just way too nice. Sometimes you just got to let out that inner warrior that we see it, because you know you're outraged too. I know. I was joking at the same time, not, but he's just a kind man. But we're pointing out these things that are very, well, inconvenient for those that want to remain silent, but also, you know, difficult to witness, you know, that those folks would have been the ones that, you know, silently or even engaged and participated in the gross experimentation that occurred earlier in the 20th century. The atrocities we talk about in history, but are really happening right now. And as you point out, as the FDA committee or whatever says, hey, yeah, let's go for the 5 to 11s on this thing too. And let's put remdesivir into young kids, like destroying kidneys in adults. It's like, how is there legitimacy to the organization I've termed the Fear and Death Administration now at this point? It's become more obvious. It was obvious to me a long time ago, but more people now should look at and go, they don't have legitimacy. The CDC, gone. Other than I've argued for the toxicologists to come out from underneath the underground bunker there, and along with nutrition, then we would be in much better shape. The virologists always searching for a phantom cause to these things that could be corrected with nutrition and or detoxification and, you know, all of these things. I just look at the ways we could go differently. But of course, the monopoly medicine practice has so committed to this that it's like an inertia, like turning a ship. It's like it can't be turned fast. I realize. So I would say abandon ship, let it run aground, and let's set up a parallel new system that's rooted in individual liberty, freedom to heal, freedom to choose, freedom to work together, freedom within medicine to innovate and do things beyond the controlling factors that own the regulators, much less how a Fauci rises to the level that he has at NIAID and NIH to be a permanent fixture to dictate who gets the money only if they experiment and look at things that they're allowed to look at.
Absolutely correct. And I want to go back to your Dr. McCullough comment. He is a gem of a human being. I've had the privilege of being on stage with him many times. And I love that he says, be bold, be relentless. And that's mm-hmm. what we're doing here. And we are turning that ship a little bit, but I like your other analogy. You know, just let it run aground. We need a new ship. Mm-hmm. And these agencies that you mentioned, they are regulatory captured. They don't work for the people. They work for their handlers, the big pharma industry, you know, and the CDC, the Centers for Deception and Confusion now.
There you go.
You know, they don't give us correct information. We know on President's Day in the New York Times, it was reported that they've withheld the majority of the data from the United States people for the last 2 years. They mm-hmm. admitted to it because it wasn't ready for, quote, prime time. What does that mean? They've carried forth all these illegal mandates, unconstitutional mandates, unconstitutional measures, with no data shared. They're trying to obfuscate. And it's really tragic that we have suffered the brunt of their bad decisions because they're bought by larger right. entities that don't care about individual freedom, humanity, and health and wellness. Mm-hmm. So to your point, I think we do need that parallel. We don't need a new, quote, system. I hate that word, system. We just need an alternate to wellness.
Yeah.
And I think you and I and others are working on building that. We are going to do it. Mm-hmm. People are afraid to go to the hospital now, afraid to go to their doctor. And these doctors, unfortunately, many of them are brainwashed. Oh, have you got your shot yet? Have you had your shot yet? Have you had your shot yet? And they can't even read a simple article that says the shots don't cover this virus. Why are you giving an experimental gene, which we don't know when it turns off?
Right.
There's not a single paper showing that mRNA sequence turns off. Dr. Rolkin out of Stanford showed that it was present still 60 days later, and they stopped at 60 days so they could publish. It's crazy. We're doing things to the children. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, you know, you saw in my talk there at the Defeat the Mandates in LA, Are you serious? If you put this gene in a child's arm, 75% of those kids have already had COVID. You don't give a shot to somebody who's already had a disease. It's insane, but it is child abuse because we don't know the long-term outcomes. What's going to happen to cancer rates? What's going to happen to autoimmune disease? What's going to happen to the little girl's ovaries? We know that lipid nanoparticle and sequence goes to the ovaries. We're doing damage, tragically, to a generation that we won't see for a couple of years. But when we look back, these people that have carried this forth on humanity should be behind bars, if not worse.
Yeah, agreed, 100%. And is the damage irreparable? I don't know. I like to take a positive outlook, but this is a broad and grand, horrible experiment on humanity and now targeting children. I dare say gene therapy, because therapy indicates therapeutic benefit, but I see detriment, you know, just detriment. I don't see benefit. And, of course, the whole idea now brings into a broader perspective the question of the immunological holy grail of the antibody, right? I pointed out that even in basic immunology, they recognize that you have an antibody for something doesn't mean you won't succumb to whatever it is related to, and or you don't have an antibody doesn't mean necessarily you're going to succumb to whatever it is it would be related to that you don't have. So that idea is an oversimplification of a very complex system that needs to be supported, not bypassed or destroyed. And so the bigger question, and I think the benefit within the medical community, much less the broader general population, is that they're now beginning to question the entirety of the holy grail or the third rail of medical politics, the vaccination as sacrament in what I call the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Yeah, and I agree. And I like to jokingly say antibody schmantibodies, because it ignores the broader health of an innate immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Your natural killer cells, your killer T cells, your helper T cells, your macrophages, your dendritic cells. Everybody's just trying to get this little measure. Do I have antibodies or don't I? Like, you know, that's just a marker for a little bit of immune memory. What really matters is how strong is your body? What's your terrain? How able are you to fight off something that comes in? And by doing these shots, we're literally suppressing our broad natural immune response to many pathogens. Mm-hmm. These shots we've seen and we know, and again, in the leaked Pfizer data, for 1, 2, 3 weeks, you are immune suppressed. And that's why we saw the rates of COVID go up in regions all around the world right after the rollouts of these, you know, gene-based shots that really were attacking your immune system, not helping your immune system. And at what point are we going to wake up as a medical system and say, we're beholden to therapies, or not even therapies, like you said, it doesn't have a therapeutic effect, but beholden to modalities that really have no long-term benefit. You know, I regret as a child that I did get some of those vaccines. In retrospect, most of those childhood diseases were gone long before vaccine programs rolled out. And I'd like anybody to show me one shot that and one vaccine that's been compared against placebo in trials. None of them. And so we have data that's not even accurate on those childhood vaccines now. And it's woken a lot of us up. Mm-hmm. I know some of my colleagues have said, look, I'll never get a shot the rest of my life.
Right. I've heard that from physicians like never before. This also pointed out, you know, as one of the few voices in media now for so long talking about the vaccine issue and being willing to be yelled at and called names. I didn't mind. But, yeah, it's easy to dismiss me because what am I? I'm a homeopath, right? That's not even real, right? So that stuff doesn't bother me because it's not about me or ego. It's about helping people where they are and recognizing, as you pointed out, that, wow, when I reassess all that I thought I knew, how much of it was just like propaganda and programming and a belief system that really prohibited me from asking questions? As you know, coming through medical school, those that ask certain questions are not looked on with favor. They're like, this is not time for critical thinking. Here's what we're telling you. You just do this and you'll be fine. We'll get your doctorate. Get on out of here. And that's not really a conducive to, you know, having the ability to innovate in a marketplace of ideas within medicine and without, an exchange and even a competing ideas to find out, hey, what's going to work here, as opposed to a monopoly system that crushes innovation that would threaten the economic blood, if you will, of that system. And so I'm looking back at, you know, this and talking with physicians about it. That's part of the thing that most people don't hear. You know, they tune into a show like this or some others we have, that behind the scenes, so to speak, in small group meetings that we're having, in addition to some of these events that are occurring, we're all meeting together and we're talking about things that we never discussed together. And not, and nobody's yelling, at least in my experience, nobody's been yelling at each other. We've been like, I want to know, tell me more, right? What's your,
Exactly. And you know, I was, that brings up a story from med school where, I don't know, as a third or fourth year med student, there were residents and fellows and the attendings. And we were discussing a complex patient, and I brought up a question, and I brought up a couple of interesting points or alternatives. And one of the fellows elbows me. He's like, be quiet. I'm like, well, why? He's like, because you're making the rest of us look bad. I'm like, it's not about you looking bad. It's about the patient here. Mm-hmm. There's so many different ways to look at this and think of this. And even to your point, you know, being at some of these meetings with Dr. Malone, Dr. Urso, Dr. McCullough, all these wonderful, brilliant minds, we don't see eye to eye on 100% of things, but we learn from each other.
Exactly.
And that synergistic learning, there may be a gap in my knowledge or a gap in one of their knowledge, and when we get together and we bring out these points or are able to all of a sudden have that paradigm shift of, oh, gosh, I hadn't thought of that. And then now you have a new pathway to go down and look at and understand. And that's how science advances, not by having some puppeteer with strings dictating your behavior will be this or this. And communism is simply the inability to question. And freedom is the ability to question. And that's what we should do in all walks of medicine and life. It should be this ability to say, huh, I have a question. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I teach a lot of residents and students. They'll come through and, you know, rotate here in the lab, and we'll have philosophical conversations, because the important thing is not what you do or don't know, but how you know how to learn. Mm-hmm. And if you have that curious mind and that willingness and ability to question, that's how you learn.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Scott Bell Show.
That we have a vulnerability about and exploit it. So we must fill in the gaps of our fear with love and knowledge and I guess a connection really with that which created the entire universe, however you perceive it to be, God or whatever source, so that we never fall prey to the lies and deception of demigods, whether they're medical or not, claiming they have some kind of power that's beyond God even, that we go, all right, now I got to give up and let them take over.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And I love how you bring hope into this. I think people, I know they're being patient. Yes, behind the scenes, we're doing a lot of this to build something better for them in terms of people they trust, people who are going to listen to them, people who are going to focus on their health. We're working on it in all of our areas. So be patient, be hopeful. And to that point, to acquiesce our spirit and soul to these bureaucratic systems that don't care about your spirit and soul, you need to look to your spiritual wellness, your mental wellness in addition, because those play such a part in your physical wellness or lack thereof. So the number two cause of death in COVID was, after obesity and obesity-related disorders, was fear, stress, and anxiety.
Despair.
Yeah. Despair. So we need to get away from that. Ours is not a spirit of fear. And we need to get away from that spirit of fear. We need to live with hope. We need to be optimistic. Yes, we do need to continue to push back against the machine. We need to, like Dr. McCullough says, we need to be bold and relentless. But we do need to come together in community. We need to have integrity. And we need to have connection. And that's really what brings back a better society, is that connection. Making sure that we are taking care of those in need that are maybe less fortunate, making sure that those who are confused, that we do have the opportunity to teach them about wellness. We need to be human again. They dehumanized us over 2 years with false data, false pretend science, or people claiming themselves to be demigods and the science, which those individuals certainly are not.
We know who they are.
We know who they are, but at the same time, if that individual goes away and another one comes in, it's a broken construct. The way that system has become, an elephant is simply a mouse built to government standards. We need to build parallel responsible independent groups that will hold accountable these, you know, self-proclaimed demigods, because they're not. They're just people, and they're people with power, and we need to make sure that better people replace them.
If they ever come back with messages of you must hide in your home, you must hide under masks, you must tell your children that breathing can kill grandma, maybe this time you'll know they're lying to you, and you will just look at them and laugh and continue on with your life, because our, you know, our cooperation, our consent is their ticket to world domination, much less domination over your body and your children's bodies. And Dr. Ryan Cole, I thoroughly enjoyed connecting with you on the show. I can't wait to see you in San Antonio, Texas for the Advanced Medicine Conference or any other event that we can connect on. And I would say you're welcome here anytime. You want to have a nice chat or bring some more information to the world that we can discuss in a in an uplifting way.
Well, thank you so much. What an honor to be with you. And it's just great to meet fellow human freedom fighters and that are about health and wellness. And, you know, God bless you and your audience. And it's going to be a great time being with you down there in San Antonio for that great meeting. And, yeah, what an honor. Thank you so much.
All right, check it out. Links to Dr. Ryan Cole in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. You already, many of you know of him because you said, get him on the show. We've been trying. Finally happened, so I'm glad that it finally happened. And Super Don, we only have like a minute left before we have to break and then come back for bonus round. I know the anxiousness with which we have the poll question today that you put out in the email alert is about life beyond what we perceive life is on planet Earth.
There was a House Intelligence Subcommittee hearing on UFOs today, and I'm intrigued to see what people think, whether there with alien life exists. So what we'll do is we'll go to break, and we'll come back and we'll go over the poll results, your questions and comments, and
everybody loved Dr. Cole, as I knew they would.
Of course,
great. So
your brother from another mother,
right? Coming up. We're going to talk about alien life. It's happening in Congress, or maybe it already existed in Congress. I don't know. We'll find out.
You ever seen Lori Lightfoot from Chicago?
Oh, yeah. She does not look. She looks more like she's from the movie Beetlejuice.
Or Men in Black or something.
Yeah, just saying. This is the bonus round. For those of you on UK Health Radio, I'm sorry we didn't get to it before. We have to break. But come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen. The chat room's open. And the podcast version does include the bonus round as well. Thanks to Super Don. Thank you all for being here. Thank you to Dr. Ryan Cole as well. And remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.